Transmitting sound. Download complete. Now launching audio stream. The Kelly Alexander Show.
We're very excited to welcome you to a very special edition of the show, Kelly's Christmas Crazy. We're talking all things festive with the team behind the scenes here at the Kelly Alexander Show. You'll get to meet the people that helped me put this show together and some of the wonderful traditions they take part in over the holiday season. We're also going to play some classic festive tunes from the likes of Boys to Men, Stevie Wonder, and more. Happy holidays from all of us here at the Kelly Alexander Show.
Capture your need for sound.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Christmas Crazy is our music editor, Sharon Hyland. Merry Christmas, Sharon Hyland.
Merry Christmas to you.
Do you like the Christmas
Crazy? I am the Christmas Crazy.
You are the Christmas Crazy.
Thank
I know this is why
me.
I'm happy to have you on the show. So you are our music editor, so we will be talking about some Christmas tunes in a moment.
That's fair.
Moment in English. But I wanted to start off by asking you if you have a favorite Christmas story, whether it's something that happened to you, like when you got a gift or when you pulled a prank or when you saw Santa come down the chimney as a child. I don't know.
Like when I saw Santa Claus.
Did you see him?
In the doorway of my bedroom when I was 9.
Were you high on life?
High? Yeah, 9 years old. I was a junkie in suburbia. No, I wasn't high, you silly girl. I had probably been in bed for about an hour because we would have gone to mass and then we would have gone to my aunt's house and then we would have gone to bed when we got home, which was when my mother would get all her stuff done.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it was probably midnight by that point because we would have stayed at my aunt's for a long time. So anyways, I'd been asleep for an hour or whatever. And then I remember waking up a little bit and looking in the doorway, and the way my bedroom at the time was there was a light in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So basically anything that was anybody or anything that was in the doorway was backlit.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
You can see their faces. So the hall light was on and there was somebody in my doorway. And I'm like, oh, so I turned over quickly. Like, oh my God, it's him. And I went back to sleep. So that's how I know that Santa exists, because I've seen him.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I love that story. That's a good story. And, I wanted to ask you as well, do you have a favorite Christmas film that you watch every Christmas or that sticks out to you from your past?
I try to watch as many of the Christmas specials as possible because mm-hmm. I love the old school, the Rudolphs, the Frosties. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Who doesn't love that line? And also, side note, other favorite line from Frosty the Snowman is when they're trying to name him and that the little character says, Oatmeal. We should call him Oatmeal. What? That's weird.
I forgot. I'm a Rudolph crazy. That's
yeah.
mine.
He's such a triumphant story. That's why.
Yeah.
He's a born leader.
With red.
With red. But I also love Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That whole story about when he's dropped off as a baby and he has a beard as a teenager, you know. And he's got to fight Mr. Heat Miser. And anyways. But my favorite movie, mm-hmm. I think, is probably, it's Love Actually.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a great movie.
Because who doesn't love to cry at Christmas?
Sharon Hyland, everyone. She is our ray of sunshine during the festive season.
No, I love the way the Brits do their humor, and that movie's fantastic.
And there's is it 6 storylines going on? There's a lot of storylines going on in that movie.
Easily 80 stories.
There's a lot happening, but yeah. It's a great movie. I think I watched it several years after it came out
mm-hmm.
and was really taken by it. So that's good. And that's something I wouldn't have even have thought of, because everyone's like, ooh, It's a Wonderful Life. Like, that's the ones I always pick.
Yeah.
You like to be different. Sharon Hyland, different. Okay, so we've done movie, we've done story. Now, is there any tradition that you have in the Hyland household?
Eating.
Of course.
I loves the eatin'. Traditions, we've taken, when I was growing up, my sister, I have one sister whose birthday is at the end of November, another who's mid-December. And now that I'm my own adult.
Correct.
I realize the stress that comes along with preparing for the holidays and you got to be here and you got to do that. And, oh, it's got to go to a party, whatever. So I like to get my family likes to get up the decorations up, the lights outside on earlier than later.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit Griswoldy, I think.
Right.
But it's good.
Yes.
So that way, as the weekends fly by, as they do in December, our stuff is all done and we can actually enjoy the view.
Fantastic. I have a question for you. When do you actually turn on your outside lights?
Well, this year it was, it was like the second last week of November because I'd had them on and we went through a mild spell here. Mm-hmm. And then you want to see what they look like and then you're happy and you leave them on and you realize we are the only ones. And then you're sort of kind of proud / feeling guilty somehow that you're going to like cause a power outage. So I turned them off and I thought, forget that. We're plugging them back in. I don't care.
Very good. Good plan. Yeah. My mom follows the November 25th rule. I don't know if that's a thing, but she's like a month before Christmas is when she puts them on. So that's how Mummy Alexander rules. And I actually appreciate that. I also appreciate though, the people that go a little bit earlier, just in the fact that where we live here in Montreal, it gets fairly dark and dreary in November in a way, unless it's really sunny and you're having a good November. So I actually find it very enlightening when all those lights come on. I think it makes me actually feel better. Does it make you feel better? Because I feel
makes
better.
Makes me feel plugged in.
Hey. And we are here all week. Fantastic. So Sharon Hyland, I just want to leave by asking you your favorite Christmas tune, because as a music editor, this is pressure on you to come up with something really magical.
I have a few. And
go ahead.
I don't think that during this festive, kind holiday season, you should force me to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Burl Ives. You go, girl.
I'm going to go with, I love the Beach Boys, so Little Saint Nick.
Okay.
I'm also going to go a little modern, and this would be a total guilty pleasure, because who doesn't love singing along to this song in the car, but Hey Santa. By Carney and Wendy Wilson, which happens to be my ringtone for the holidays. True story.
Of course it is.
I'm admitting too much. I realize that. also love Mariah Carey's, totally can't remember the name of it right now, but I love it so bad. I just can't remember what it's called.
I'm also blanking right now. But she redid it with Bieber last year. It's
Well, it's the one from, well, it's not from the movie. It was long before the movie, but it was also featured in Love, Actually. The little girl sings it in the movie.
Right.
And very well.
Yes. Why am we completely blanking on this song? I think it's hysterical. But, and it's like the, last year it was mentioned that it was the most downloaded Christmas tune of all time.
So popular, we really should remember the name of it.
I find this hysterical that both you and I are both blanking on, because I can picture her singing it too. And her, and now
and
Bieber.
Her little, she was on the cover sort of sitting in that sassy shoulders forward, and she's curled up a little bit and she's wearing this sexy outfit.
That is Mariah. Mariah is sexy
on
town.
Fire.
She is on fire.
But.
Yes.
My favorite song.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, really? Okay.
What Christmas Means to Me.
Good job.
Because it's a toe tapper.
Mm-hmm.
It covers all the bases. It's old school.
Yes.
It's Stevie Wonder.
So we're going to play that one? Is that the one you want us to play?
Yes, please.
Can you introduce it for us again?
What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder.
Right here on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols. It seems I love you more. The little cards you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild, as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once invincible and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair.
Christmas crazy continues on the Kelly Alexander Show, and we are very excited to talk to one of our team members who is a producer for us. She's also a social media queen, Lindsay Briscoe. Welcome officially on air to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you.
So, first of all, this is where I get to gush about you because it's Christmas and everything is festive and happy. And this is my one sort of opportunity of the year to thank all of my team members for being so great. So, you've been awesome. You came on board this year. It hasn't even been quite a year, but you've done such a great work for the show. And I really appreciate all that you've done. So, Lindsay, thank you so much for all of your help on the show.
You're welcome. It's lots of fun.
So here's the thing. We're doing festive time because it is the holiday season. And right off the hop, I want to ask you about any sort of important tradition, Christmas tradition that happens in the Briscoe household.
Well, we always go out every year. Me and my dad usually on the Skidoo. I live up north. And so we go out on the Skidoos and we always get a Christmas tree from the bush together. That's always definitely a big Christmas tradition. And, of course, all the, like, you know, the standard traditions like decorating, which we did today, me and my mom, which was lots of fun, and baking and all that stuff. And then on Christmas Eve, we always, we go to church together as a family. And then my mom is French, so we do this thing called the Réveillon, and it's like a little snack at midnight. And then we always open one Christmas gift on Christmas Eve, and it's usually pajamas, which is like kind of a tradition in my household, so you can sleep in your pajamas that night and wake up in the morning, and it's just something that we do every year as a family. So
that's
those
awesome.
Are the biggest traditions in my house. Yeah,
and I wanted to ask you about Réveillon for a second because it's interesting because our listeners know that we're actually based out of Montreal, so obviously we have a lot of good French folks that are around us. You were living in Montreal, but now you've actually moved back to Ontario, and so it's interesting to know that your mom has French roots. So what's it like, sort of having those two cultures going on, where you have the English side and the French side around Christmas?
It's a good mix. Like, my dad is English and my mom is French Canadian. So yeah, it's definitely, it was kind of weird for my dad when he first met my mom, I guess, to have those French traditions. And it's just something that I always grew up with. So it was kind of normal to me, but, yeah, we definitely have French music going on, especially on Christmas Eve. I think Christmas Eve is a big thing. It's, maybe bigger in the French culture, the Christmas Eve celebration. So, yeah, like we still wake up on Christmas morning, on Christmas Day, and like open all of our gifts and everything. But Christmas Eve is big in our house. We come home, we stay up really late, and we sometimes have a fondue, or we'll have lots of like snacks and family and friends coming over and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely a big part of my mom's culture and something that my dad has adopted too now. And it's just like normal in our family. So
is she actually French Canadian from Quebec, or is it French Canadian, like Canadian, French Canadian?
She's from Manitoba.
Okay.
Actually.
So it's
There's
French
like
from there.
There's a little tiny pocket of French people in Manitoba, and that's where my mom comes from. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So very cool. So, so you've got the two cultures going on. Now I've got to ask you as well about, you mentioned food, that you do the baking, and then you just talked quickly about some fondue. How important is food for you guys at Christmas, and what's your favorite sort of standout traditional Christmas fare?
Food is definitely at the heart of everything we do at Christmas time. Like, there's always like food out, and always we're always making stuff together. My brother's actually a trained chef too, so when he comes home to visit, he's always like cooking up a storm in our kitchen, making all kinds of fancy things. So one year I remember he made escargot and we were all like, ew, and then we tried it and it was amazing and it's really good. And so yeah, fondue is definitely something that we do every once in a while on Christmas Eve. And it's like the traditional Chinese fondue where you like, you have like different things that you put on a stick and then you like cook it in the oil, which is kind of neat. And then sometimes we do the chocolate fondue as well. So that's definitely something that stands out. My mom has like her baking standards that she does every year, like shortbread. And everyone says my mom's baking is the best, but I really think that my mom's shortbread is the best.
That's
so good.
Awesome.
It melts in your mouth. It's really delicious.
You're good.
And yeah, and then we just have the traditional. I think one year we cooked a goose actually, which was different than the turkey for Christmas Day. So that was different. But yeah, the fondue is definitely something unique that we don't do on any other day of the year, and it's just specific to Christmas Eve. So.
That's awesome. That's like my mom's Christmas sandwiches, as we've discussed on the show before. Mommy Alexander makes these chicken sandwiches for Christmas morning, which we never get for 365 days of the year.
Yeah. Oh, and there's one other thing that always stands out to me, too, is like this imperial cheese. I don't know if you know.
No, I've never heard of that.
it's a certain kind of like cheddar cheese that you get in this like red container, and it's so, it's like really sharp cheddar cheese, and we only get it on Christmas. Like, my mom bought it yesterday. I was out shopping with her, and she was like, you can't touch that until Christmas time. So it's like definitely like the Christmas cheese, and I don't know why, it's just kind of like a food tradition in our family. So
that's awesome. So you got the word. So you've been put on notice, no cheese before Christmas.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask you as well, we've been talking to the other team members, and we've been talking about Christmas specials. So do you have a TV special or a movie, a Christmas movie that you watch or need to watch every Christmas?
Yeah. Maybe some other people have said this too, but the Griswolds, Family Vacation, like the
nice.
Christmas Vacation movie
nice.
Is definitely top of my list. Like, I've seen that movie. I've probably seen that movie every year, probably more than once a year since I was born. It's just always on and playing in the background. And it's one of those movies that you can keep watching over and over. And it's like every time it's like you're watching it for the first time. Like,
yeah.
I know all the jokes. I think I know lots of the words in the movie, but it's still so funny. Like, it still makes me laugh. Chevy Chase and like the uncle that comes to visit.
Nice.
Anyways, it's just the funniest movie.
That's great.
So that
is a good
one.
That
one is definitely top on the list. I also like the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Like an additional one too.
Fantastic. So now before I let you go, we always want to end with some musical choice from our staff member. So mm-hmm. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you which sort of either Christmas carol or Christmas tune and by which artist you like to hear or need to hear every Christmas.
Okay. My favorite, all-time favorite is Boney M., Little Drummer Boy.
Nice.
And yeah, I love the book. My mom had a Boney M Christmas album that she played every year, like on repeat for over and over.
I can't believe you have that too. My mom has that.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really synthetic. Like, it's really like lots of like synthesizers and stuff.
Yes.
It's really 80s.
Yes.
But the Little Drummer Boy song is so good, and they sing all in harmony and everything. And it's just, it's a really funny sort of music tradition in our family. So that's definitely my top.
Awesome. Well, I want to wish you a very happy holiday, Linz. And thank you so much, as always, for what you do on The Kelly Alexander Show. And Happy New Year as well.
Absolutely. Same back, right back at you.
That's Lindsay Briscoe, our producer and also social media expert. And for her, we're going to play Boney M., Little Drummer Boy, right here on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Our newborn king to see, pa rum pa pam pam. Our finest gifts we'll bring, pa rum pa pam pam. To
Kelly Alexander Show. Christmas Crazy continues. And right now we are joined by a very important member of the team, my producer, Amber LeBrun, who actually keeps me organized and on point and moving forward. Amber's actually a relatively new member to the team. So this is your first Christmas Crazy with Kelly.
It is. And I mean, someone has to, you know, keep you on top of things, Kelly.
It's a tough assignment, so I appreciate all of your efforts. So first of all, this is the time of the year where I get to gush about the staff members. So Amber is a rock star, and I'm really grateful that you're on the show. So thank you so much for being here and for agreeing to work with me. And you're doing such a great job getting us all these amazing guests on the show. So thank you so much.
My God, it's my pleasure. I mean, I love helping you out on this stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. So here's the thing. We are talking, you know, Kelly's Christmas Crazy. So first question has to be, I think, about food. So what is your favorite Christmas food that you always have to have, whether it's, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's, whatever?
There's many, many different foods. I mean, Christmas for me is my absolute favorite time of the year. I'm a huge fan of the snow and winter in itself, as you well know. So you can often find me sort of running outside and jumping in snowbanks and that. And a couple of things I have to have is definitely hot chocolate is high on the list, followed by candy canes. Very, very important. And they have to be mint candy canes. They can't be sort of anything else. And then when it comes to dinner, definitely turkey. Turkey with lots of gravy and mashed potatoes. Just delicious.
That is sounds like a lot of carbs, but very nice.
But that's why Christmas is here. I mean, you know, you got to pack on the pounds at some point. Might as well be Christmas. You can work it off later.
Please don't tell our nutritionist, Kim Airy, about anything that you've just talked about. No, it's all good. I love mashed potatoes and gravy. That is like the jam, especially my mom's and my grandmother's. It is magical. Do you put anything weird in the mashed potatoes? Like, or no? Is it just standard mashed potatoes? Like there's no raisins or any of that business?
Raisins are disgusting, so no.
Good answer, Amber. Raisin lovers out there, we apologize if we have offended you. So food is out of the way. And again, you mentioned snow, and I know you love snow. You are the only person in my entire life that I've ever seen who loves snow as much as you. And like, it's just a darn good thing you live in snow country. So is snow, like, how important is snow for you, I guess, around Christmas? Do you want to see it actually falling down? Do you want a big snowstorm?
If there's no snow, it's not Christmas. That's just the way it is for me. I can tell you that in years past when it's been a, quote, green Christmas, and to me, a green Christmas is when you can see the grass in any way, shape, or form. So there's got to be at least enough snow to cover the grass, and then I'm good. But yeah, anytime it's snowing, I mean, you can find me out on the street, jumping up and down, dancing in it, because that's what I do. Or building snowmen, or building a snow fort, or throwing snowballs at people. That is what I do. I love it. I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something about this season that I just absolutely love.
Are you like the Griswolds? Do you have crazy amounts of Christmas lights on your house?
No, actually. However, our Christmas decorations we've had for about 20 or 30 years, so they're kind of old and falling apart. But we love duct tape, so we make it work, and it's cute, and you can see it from the street, and to me, that's what's important. As long as it, you know, it sort of livens things up a bit, that's all that really matters.
So with regards to Christmas tree, as we talk about decorations, does that involve anything special? Like, that? Is there a special angel you put on the top of your Christmas tree? And first of all, is your Christmas tree real or fake?
Our Christmas tree is real every year, and it's a bit of a tradition for us. My dad and I are always the ones to go and pick one out, and we're often last minute with it, so it's often sort of a week before Christmas itself that we go out and get one. And then when we bring it home, it sits outside until usually the 22nd or 23rd of December, and then we put it up. And I think for us, when it comes to the Christmas tree being real, it's all about sort of the smell and how much it sort of brings that little bit extra Christmas spirit, because it just really, the smell sort of permeates the room, and it really, for me anyway, it really brings me into the Christmas spirit.
Awesome. And I have to ask you this because I have spoken to our other team members, and this is a huge question for everyone. Do you love the Christmas television specials, and which one is your favorite?
Always. Absolutely always. My favorite one, ooh, that's a good question. I really like the old-timey ones. So I believe it's Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Love, love, love that. I actually own that, and that's one that I watch every year. Same as Muppet's Christmas Carol is absolutely the number one top movie on my list. I watch it every year with my sisters, and we laugh and we joke, and we've seen it so many times I can almost recite the entire thing to you. But it's great fun, and it's all sort of just about being with family and enjoying the holidays.
Awesome. And to wrap it all up, what is your favorite Christmas tune?
Let It Snow.
Do you have a specific artist of the Let It Snow?
Not really. I just honestly, every time I hear it, I just go like, yep, it's Christmas time. Let it snow. Bring it on.
So. Fantastic. So if we play a little Boys to Men, Let It Snow, are you happy with that?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So Boys to Men right here on the Kelly Alexander Show for Amber with Let It Snow.
Let it snow.
On the Kelly Alexander Show right now, as we continue with our Christmas crazy, Kelly's Christmas crazy is one of our multimedia experts, our social media queen, Miss Salisha Mohammed. How are you, my sweet?
Hey, I'm great.
So happy holidays to you, first of all. And normally you're behind the scenes, but we're very happy to have you now talking to us and sharing some of your Christmas, you know, traditions and all that sort of stuff. I want to start off by asking you, is there a specific movie or TV show involving Christmas that you need to watch?
You know what? I really like The Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington, because I like the whole idea of angels, and it's actually really a romantic movie, and that's one of my favorites. And every Christmas, I try to catch it.
Do you watch any of the, like, cartoons?
Oh my God, yes, of course. I think my favorite cartoon is Garfield.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That is awesome. I haven't heard anyone say that one, because that, yeah, my, I think that's my brother's, though, his favorite.
Nice. Garfield, for sure. And then, of course, Charlie Brown, the Flintstones, the one where Pebble grows up. I love that. It's really cool to see the Pebbles and Batman grow up and have kids. It's nice, yeah.
Are you a Grinch person as well?
Actually, no. I'm not a big fan of the Grinch. I like Rudolph. And the one where, I don't remember the name, but it's like the story of Santa Claus, but it's the same animation like Rudolph.
Oh, the claymation stuff?
Yeah, the claymation, exactly. That's a nice one, too.
Fantastic. So that's good. So now we got your television watching down. Now I have to move on to food. Is there a specific dessert or food that you must have, you know, in the holiday season?
Well, coming from Caribbean background, we really like a nice rum cake. For Christmas, rum cake is—it's just so good. It's festive, and you know, you kind of wild up, and you after you have a piece of that.
Do you guys make that from scratch, or do you actually go purchase that?
Actually, no. You have to. It's like a fruit cake, but with a lot of rum in it, and so you just soak the fruit in rum for like a good few weeks, actually. Yeah. So you have to prepare in advance.
So you're like a drunkard, really.
A little bit.
That's awesome. Our multimedia editor gets trashed at Christmas. No, we're not going to start that rumor. It's good. I also hear, though, that you enjoy some eggnog. Is this also correct and true? And tell me why.
That is true, yes. It's creamy. It's rich. It's like a holiday classic. You must have it every year.
Do you? No, because I know your sister is very handy in the kitchen. So is that something that she does for you, or again, do you buy this in the store, like the you know, eggnog in the carton?
Well, it's something we do buy, yeah, because it's tricky to get that down, you know. And actually, last week we tried to make it out of ice cream with the ice cream maker. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
This is Celicia. She has all the tips for the holiday spectacular right here on the Kelly Alexander Christmas Crazy. So, okay, so we've got the drinks down, we've got the food down, we've got the TV watching down. Is there an actual family tradition that always has to happen in the Mohammed household?
I think probably the tree. Every year when we set up the tree, every one of my siblings, we have our own ornament that goes on the tree. And that's really important that we do that, because it's important to us. It signifies, you know, that person, because not everyone is at home anymore. So when we put up that ornament, it's like to them.
Fantastic. Now, what do you put at the top of the tree? Do you actually put a star? Do you put baby Jesus? Like, what's going on at the tree?
Actually, we're pretty trendy at my house. And this year, the latest trend is making a big poof out of like feathers and ribbons. So this year we got a whole bunch of ribbons bundle up together and feathers all over the place. So it's not a star and it's not an angel, actually.
I love this. I'm going to come visit. I hope you know. Tell your mom I'm coming. Okay, so before I let you go, you know, because we enjoy the music here on the Kelly Alexander Show, what is your favorite either Christmas carol or Christmas tune that you need to hear, you know, at Christmas time?
I love Wham's Last Christmas. Oh, when I hear that in the airwaves, I'm like, oh, it's here. Christmas is here. Even though it's kind of sad that he's saying, oh, last Christmas, you know what you did to me. You know, it's kind of sucks, but it's such a great beat. And Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, I really like that one too.
Fantastic. So Celicia likes the Wham with the Last Christmas, and that's when she gets sad and then drinks. And that's how that works. That's how that works for her family Christmas. So, Celicia, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for everything that you do on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
So we are going to honor Miss Celicia and get her drunk now by playing Wham's Last Christmas right here on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Special.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show for our Kelly's Christmas Crazy Special is one of our producers on the show, and he's been around for a while. We love him to bits. Chris Perry, happy holidays.
Oh, a festive holiday greeting to you too, Kelly Alexander.
That's the best, I think, greeting I've gotten, a festive happy holiday. I love that.
Really, it's very formal. I'm glad you like it.
I'm all about the formal. It's all good. Well, I wanted to start off by thanking you for everything that you do on the show, and you are one of the behind-the-scenes people, so not everyone gets to know about you all the time, but thank you so much for all of your efforts?
Not at all. In fact, one of my 2013 resolutions is to be a bit more of a behind-the-scenes presence on the show. I've been a little lax lately, but I'll be coming into the new year with lots of great ideas, and I will definitely be getting my hands dirty on this podcast.
Fantastic. So I want to start off, you know, everyone, I think, for the most part, enjoys the holiday season, and I want to start off by asking you, what is the thing that has to happen on the holidays for Chris Perry?
The thing that has to happen on the holidays is Christmas Eve dinner at my mom's place. And it's the night has sort of become an institution for me and my sister, in that every year she very kindly offers to change up the menu. And for the past, 20 or 30 years, we have steadfastly refused to let her change anything about this meal. So, you know, the 24th, we're getting prime rib sirloin. We're getting a fantastic shrimp and rice casserole, a Christmas log for dessert, just all of these things that have really come to define Christmas for my sister and I. And we're just hopelessly nostalgic, and we look forward to this meal every year.
Fantastic. Now, you are a married man, so I want to ask you, you know, do you have something special planned for your wife? Like, is there a special gift? And has there been something in your past where she or you have given each other a gift that just blew each other away?
Well, you know what? It's funny you ask, because I am planning something I consider to be sort of on the epic side of things in terms of gift giving for her. It's not that it costs a lot of money. It's just that I came up with a really neat idea. There's someone that I work with here at Astral. She's a graphic designer, but she also is a whiz with watercolors. And I was just looking at her portfolio, and her style is just so elegant and simple that I asked her if she could create a portrait of my wife based on a photo from when we first got together. And she very, very happily agreed to take it on. And I just know that this is going to blow my wife's mind, because she's very much not about, I guess, you know, big ticket gifts, and she doesn't look at price tags, and she doesn't sort of, you know, lust after consumer goods like most people. You know, something like this would probably mean more to her than anything, which is why it's such a joy to do something like this for her.
Fantastic. I love that. That's an awesome idea. And I think it actually puts people of the idea that it isn't always about spending $700. It can be thoughtful.
It's about being as thoughtful as possible, you know. And I often sort of debate people on the idea of regifting, and some people feel that it's tacky to do that. But I just keep coming back to the idea that, you know, it's not about what you're giving that person, but the significance that it has.
Exactly. That is very meaningful. Now, something else that I think is meaningful is Christmas television specials. So I want to ask you, what is your favorite, you know, holiday TV jam to watch?
Oh, wow. I'm very old school when it comes to my Christmas specials. I love the claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love the Charlie Brown Christmas special. I love the Garfield Christmas special. I never got into, actually, was the Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, me neither.
Christmas special.
Not really.
Isn't it boring?
It's a little boring.
Yeah, totally.
And sad,
but those three, that's my holy trinity.
Very good. And I think this is why you and I are friends, because we both love Rudolph. That is my jam. Like, I have to watch that every year.
Isn't that Bing Crosby who narrates that one?
Burl Ives.
Oh, Burl Ives, wow.
Burl Ives. I actually even have the Christmas soundtrack CD for that claymation ensemble. Yeah, that's how much I love that thing. So I wanted to ask you, because you're always very eloquent. So before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, you know, what you hope for the planet in 2013.
Well, there's a light, breezy question.
Exactly.
You know what? This is going to sound like a bit of a platitude, but I'll tell you, at the end of the day, I really have no political leanings one way or the other. I believe deeply in compassion, and I believe deeply in loving one another, and I believe firmly in constantly striving to be a better person, no matter how good you think you already are. So what I hope for in 2013 is more love and more compassion and more understanding, and I'm hopeful.
Excellent. And I've been asking all of our team members to sort of end off with their favorite Christmas tune or Christmas carol. So you are next. What is your favorite tune to get you through the holidays?
I'm going to go with the same one that I picked with you last year, which was the original version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. It's a girl group from the 50s or 60s. I just can't quite remember right now.
That's all good. Well, Chris, thank you so much, and happy holidays to you and your family.
You too, Kelly. Thanks for calling.
That is our producer, Chris Perry, right here on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Just like the one.
Thank you so much to all of my team for taking the time to share their special family holiday traditions. It's so awesome to have such an eclectic group of people working with me and learning about their different cultures and the way they celebrate the holiday season. From all of us here, we wish you and yours the best festive season for 2012, and we cannot wait to get back with new shows and topics in the new year. Have an awesome holiday season. You and I'll chat soon.